top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, May 21st, 2024. Here are the headlines. Mr. Wayne James stated on Friday that neither Commissioner Hillary Shillingford nor himself had received the suggested law reforms.
As it happens.
But Prime Minister Skerritt says government will implement the reforms for Dominica.
On Q95.
In other news, Barbados appears to be all set to advance climate resilience agriculture with a US $4 million project led by the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean. And the International Criminal Court's prosecutor said Monday he was seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief, and three Hamas leaders over alleged war crimes.
The Big Station, Q95.
Details coming up next.
Right on cue.
Prime Minister Skerritt has responded to a statement by Electoral Commissioner Wayne James, who stated on Friday that the promised copies of the electoral reform legislation suggestions announced by the Prime Minister last week had not yet been delivered to the commissioners Hillary Shillingford and himself at the time of the statement. However, Mr. Skerritt gave the assurance that the government will implement the appropriate electoral reforms for the people of Dominica.
The summit is the brainchild of Dr. Thomas. Summit is the brainchild.
And of course, we do apologize for not bringing you this audio clip by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, has called for a court declaration that the practice of holding and spending funds from Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program outside of the consolidated fund is unlawful and that the funds must be returned to Dominica's treasury. Linton announced that the United Workers' Party has retained attorneys from Trinidad and Tobago to pursue this legal action. Linton has urged the people of Dominica to support the United Workers' Party's legal efforts to challenge the handling of the CBI program funds. He emphasized that while the legal action will be costly, citizen support is crucial as the case remains to reclaim funds that rightfully belong to the people of Dominica. The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force is investigating the death of a 70-year-old Stanilius Xavier from Granby. According to a statement, Xavier was admitted to the ICU unit at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital on the evening of May 15, 2024, suffering from severe brain injury, acute bleeding, and a frontal head fracture. Inspector Fixton Henderson has a report, and this audio will be brought to you in another newscast. The Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy has launched a Project SATI, Dominica's Marine Conservation Fellowship. The fellowship is a 10-month multi-module training program with a custom curriculum co-created by Project SATI and the National Geographic Society that includes sessions geared towards increasing participation in marine-related sciences based on seven key themes: ocean-related whale sciences, conservation, scientific research and techniques including water and vessel skills, leadership, pre-career and career professional development and networking, community engagement involvement, and communication storytelling and advocacy. Fellows will also participate in the groundbreaking at-sea research works of Project SETI in collaboration with international researchers, scientists, and local fisheries officers. This year, five fellows will be selected to participate in the fellowship. The eligibility criteria is as follows. Applicants must be citizens or permanent residents of Dominica. They must be between the ages of 18 and 30 years old and must possess at least a secondary education and be proficient in English and interested in working alongside interdisciplinary science and technology teams. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95de.com. The Dominica Football Association reports that the LA Stars FC has advanced to the next round of the DFA President Cup after beating Derby Boys 3-1 on Saturday night at the DFA Technical Center. Devon James scored twice to give his team the comfortable 3-1 win. Marvin Liblas scored the one goal for Derby Boys Football Club. In other news, Barbados is set to advance climate-resilient agriculture through a U.S. $4 million, that's Barbados $8 million project, spearheaded by the Food and Agriculture Organization Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean region. Funded by the Global Environment Facility, GEF, the initiative aims to enhance climate-resilient technologies and strengthen the country's agri-food systems, with the project slated to begin in 2026. The project will focus on improving various climate-resilient agriculture practices, including protected agriculture, solar-powered irrigation systems, and closed-loop systems for production. According to the FAO Climate Change Officer, Jacinto Bufill, Bufill announced the project during the launch of the FAO's Unjust Climate Report, stating that as part of the initiatives that they do in the FAO Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean, they support countries to access climate and environment finance. And the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, ICC, announced on Monday that he has requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief, and three leaders of Hamas, citing alleged war crimes. In a statement released after more than 7 months of conflict in Gaza, ICC prosecutor Karim Khan stated that he has reasonable grounds to believe that the five men are criminally responsible for alleged war crimes and crime against humanity. And that's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines.
The hour news, as it happens.
Mr. Wayne James stated on Friday that neither Commissioner Hillary Shillingford nor himself had received the suggested electoral reforms, but Prime Minister Skerritt says government will implement the reforms for Dominica. In other news, Barbados appears to be all set to advance climate-resilient agriculture with a U.S. $4 million project led by the Food and Agriculture Organization Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean.
Happens wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.
And International Criminal Court prosecutor Karim Khan said Monday he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief, and three Hamas leaders over war crimes. I've been your presenter, Ferdinand Valmond.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95.